This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The latest on how U.S. spies may be following the money that passes through Middle Eastern banks. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Cybersecurity experts spent the weekend digging through data released by hackers who claim to have infiltrated America's National Security Agency. This latest dump of info comes from a group calling itself Shadow Brokers. The new information, which apparently exploited a vulnerability in some Microsoft equipment, a vulnerability later fixed, it details ways the NSA hacked into the system used for international bank transfers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams joins me now live. Kimberly, these hackers have previously released information linked to the NSA that security experts are taking seriously. Tell us more about this one.
So this group's Shadow Brokers released data that makes it look like the NSA hacked financial service providers in the Middle East that are linked to this system called SWIFT. SWIFT is kind of like the electronic funds transfers many of us might use to move money between banks in the U.S., but this system is used for international banks, especially in Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, which is where the NSA seems to have focused. The evidence indicates that the NSA was collecting data from a couple of banks there, potentially in an effort to track terrorism-related funds.
What's been the intelligence community's response to this latest dump of data?
So there was some early confusion about that Microsoft vulnerability that you mentioned. It came out over the weekend that somehow Microsoft knew about these problems before the dump, although they won't say exactly how. Obviously, the NSA isn't commenting about its role in all of this. And it's worth noting this Shadow Brokers group has been linked to Russia, the main financial service provider that seems to have been the target of this. A provider based in Dubai called EastNet says there's, quote, no credibility to these claims of a hack.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, thank you. Let's check the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow and S&P futures are down about 0.1%. Netflix releases its latest profits and losses when the market closes today. One key to this will be the count of Netflix subscribers. There's a lot of new players trying to get you to watch their rival video streaming, including some live TV streaming. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
I could spend probably this entire story just naming companies that have launched, announced, or are reportedly working on getting into the business of streaming television. YouTube, Sony, Verizon, Dish, Hulu, and I'm just warming up. Jeff McCall is a media studies professor at DePauw University.
It's competitive. It's going to get more competitive.
Many of these new services are offering live TV, trying to replace cable and satellite bundles.
Basically, there are 20 million homes today that don't have multi-channel service in that traditional way.
Amanda Lotz is a media studies professor at the University of Michigan. She says live TV streaming isn't direct competition to Netflix's on-demandiness.
I'd consider Netflix in a different business.
But as cord cutters add new channels and new things to watch, Netflix will have to work harder to grab attention and keep people subscribing, because there's only so much time any of us have in the day. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Technology is advancing, creating wealth opportunities and jobs for some, but it's also causing wrenching changes for others. Now, last week, I was on the road reporting on jobs that stand a better chance in the teched-up future workforce. This week, I'm looking at ways to deal with the disruption caused by robots, AI, automation. For instance, wouldn't it be nice if the roaring Silicon Valley job market could also be enjoyed in the land that jobs forgot, say the rustier parts of the Rust Belt? Oddly, it's a politician from California's Silicon Valley pushing just that idea. I spoke with Ro Khanna, congressman and author of a book called Entrepreneurial Nation, Why Manufacturing is Still Key to America's Future.
Well, I was in Appalachia, Eastern Kentucky, and folks there are being trained on Android software, iOS software for Apple, becoming graphic designers, web designers. So, of course, there's automation that's also displacing things. But what we have to figure out is how do we take advantage of technology and how do communities take advantage of technology?
I have to ask. I mean, you represent a California district. What do you care about Kentucky or Appalachia?
Well, one, we need a greater skilled workforce in this country. The companies that are in my district seek more people with the right training and the right skills. So workforce development is a national issue. And second, we can't as a country find common ground if folks are left behind from the technology revolution. If we want to have any chance of healing this country, bringing people together, we have to provide people with a concrete pathway to be productive in this new economy.
The term here, you used it, workforce development. Are we doing enough?
We're not. The problem is that some of the skills we're giving folks or training them for are ones that aren't leading to jobs, and that's why people are skeptical. Let me just return to this Paintsville example. Folks there were learning before the new program came how to replace hard drives in computers. That was not leading to any jobs because that's actually something that could be automated. So there are two things I think that are critical. One is actually getting folks the skills in conjunction with talking to local industry that are going to lead to jobs. And secondly, and this is equally important, for employers to commit to providing jobs and providing an investment in the training.
Congressman Ro Khanna, a Democrat, represents a district in Northern California. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Technology could be a massive opportunity or a massive nightmare as more machines get hired. You heard what the congressman just said, quote, we can't as a country find common ground if folks are left behind from the technology revolution. Now, we have made a special podcast series about all of this. You can download my Robot Proof Jobs podcast special, handy for the gym, fine for the plane ride or road trip. The first two of three parts are now ready for you in the regular Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed or search marketplace.org Robot Proof. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.